We're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in funny car, Jack Beckman, 3.854 seconds at 335.57 miles an hour in the very last pass of that session. Both are both ends of the track record. His first number one qualifying position of the season, 22nd in the career. He'll face Jim Campbell in the first round tomorrow. Jack, we saw you know get colder, or cooler, the sun going down. Did you guys were you guys looking for that big number out there?
Well, I got three crew chiefs that get paid a lot of money to make that call. You know, it's funny because I told them on the radio right before they started it, we were a little bit surprised that Height smoked the tires, and we knew Courtney next to us could also go around us. And Guido always says, have fun. And I got on the radio, I said, a 385 would be fun. Turned out we were right on that one. So that's right what they were shooting for. And, God, it's you know, we unloaded with an 8 flat and lulled everybody into a false sense of security, apparently, and then got 3 points each session after that. And I think if you can get 10 qualifying points each race, you're doing well. Now, if you qualify number one, you're guaranteed 11. 3 for quick of the session, 8 for overall number one. But we got 17 points out of this. And I don't know that that's going to decide a championship. I don't know if we can catch Hyder Capps, but it sure as heck could decide third place. We're not very far behind Courtney right now. And we don't even want to look over our shoulder because there's 3 cars right behind us as well. So it's always nice before eliminations to eat away at the points lead of the car ahead of you and to put a little distance on the ones behind you. Period. Underline.
Last time you raised Jim Campbell to start this countdown.
Jake did not raise his hand. yes. Jake Sandstrom. Yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
Last time you raised Jim Campbell to start the countdown.
Did not work out so well, yeah. No.
Is it tough to put a race like that behind you and just kind of focus?
No. I don't have a very good memory, Jake. So no, I don't think so because these cars are just so inherently unpredictable. If we were boxers and I lost a contest to that person, I think that stays in your mind the next time. But there's truly not really a strategy. We're not going to draft him. We're not going to try to play game staging with him. We just need to outrun him. We just stepped on our foot at Charlotte in a race that there's never a guarantee when you pour nitro in the tank. But, man, I thought we had that. And if you told me he was going to spot me a 4/10 advantage at the starting line, too, and we still couldn't get the win, that one stung. That's the one that we struggled to recover from. And, you know, the Napa car and the Auto Club car have just kept winning rounds. And in drag racing, when you lose first round, you don't just not get points for that round. That's 4 opportunities you missed out on. That was a crippling one to us. So, no, I don't think anybody's got a grudge. I don't think anybody's got an axe to grind with the Jim Dunn team. I think we have got a great hot rod right now, and we'll start eliminations with the 7-Eleven car, which is my permanent funny car number, by the way, 7-Eleven. Write that down. Just saying. Just saying. There's me, Perdomo 712. Who's 714? You would be such a stud if you pulled that one off. No, but a good guess. Drove Jets, Top Fuel, Funny Car, and is number 25 on the NHRA all-time driver's list. Just weird stuff that sticks in my brain. I just turned 80, and you know him so well. You're going to be so mad at yourself.
Turn 80, Del Worship.
That's pretty damn good. And started working when he was 5 years old, Phil. Legend of the sport.
Jack?
I was 3. My parents didn't. First member of the Krager 5-Second Club.
Tommy,
thank you. Thank you. Phil Burgess, ladies and gentlemen. 714 funny car. Would suck if I was wrong on that whole thing. He's like, what are you talking about? That's not how
I
was.
I should have said Mike Snively.
Well, it's interesting when you go back and look because the numbers got kicked around at some point. Oh, did you want to keep